Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm going to give you my point of view about the upcoming Virgo full moon lunar eclipse. It's taking place in Eastern Time on March 14th at 2:56 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And I set the chart for Washington, D.C., where there's ever so much going on for us in the United States right now. It's kind of dizzying. Anyway, one of the things you would see about this right away is that the 23-degree Virgo moon opposite the 23-degree sun in Pisces is squaring the ascendant and descendant in Washington. So there is inescapable issue going on. And one of the things that came up for me that was different than things that I've been saying for a long time, because I did in January start speaking about the eclipses, and I did a class for Asheville Friends of Astrology, and we were looking at the shadow area, you know, this total blood moon lunar eclipse visible in Canada, Greenland, the United States, Mexico, Central America, and the western part of South America, as an interesting and amazing outpicturing of what we're already experiencing as a shift in relationships for those areas, especially to us in the United States. There are so many factors that are behind the scenes that people don't know about. You know, why is this happening? Why are they saying this? Why do they want that? And that's really also shown in this chart set for Washington, D.C., because the third house of communications is filled with that Neptunian Pisces lineup that we talked about as, you know, a heavy weight in the new moon in Pisces. And this is Nessus, the centaur of, you know, the buck is going to stop here. But it's Saturn and the Sun, of course, the North Node, and Neptune. And so there's a lot that's hidden and not being seen. There's a lot of agency for other countries that's going on, very Piscean, having that happening. And we need to use this energy to see through, get some psychic input, because we are going to have to receive what is true about things and not just rely on the hotly contested where is the truth news. One thing that has come up that is different, as I started to say, is the fact that in the last few days, the issue of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies has taken a large step forward. And we know that our own president and his wife, who are not supposed to be making money like this, of course, you know, but we don't have the playbook anymore, I guess, have tried to make money with their own crypto. Didn't go so well. And we are being told, though, that this is going to be happening, this cryptocurrency. And they're making it sound like it's, you know, so wonderful and you make so much money and all of this. But again, here's all this Neptunian energy in the communications. And on the other side of this, there's not enough information. The Nessus Saturn is square Jupiter in Gemini. And where is the information that we need to understand even a simple thing like, if I put my actual money and turn it into electronic money, and then everybody does that, and then I want to pay for something, how do I do that? How do I get this? You know, there's a million questions about, and there's also the knowledge that people have lost their entire income, savings, whatever, by it's sort of like a type of, not exact, but a type of a Wall Street investment in stocks. You know, it could go way up, and if you know the right time to sell, you're sitting pretty, but if you miss it, you know, so this is a very interesting eclipse, because also we've got Pluto on the cusp of the second house, Washington, and the centaur Cariquo in that house, and she holds the space for transformation, and it is the house of our money, personal money. And, you know, here it is, being a time where, you know, they would like us to transition, but again, there is no information. We need more clear information. And, you know, I'm not a gambler myself, but we also see that Uranus in Washington, D.C., ruling the second house, because it's Aquarius, Pluto transforming, Cariquo holding space, transforming our relationship to our personal finances. And Uranus is in the fifth house of investment, change, and in Taurus, which is that sign of money, personal money. So I think we're going to be seeing a huge push at this time, trying to get us all to change that relationship and, you know, not have cash anymore, for sure. I mean, I think they're really moving forward, trying to get that, you know, starting with pennies, because they cost more to make than, you know, you get from spending one. So it is just really a fascinating time in changing relationship, understanding, releasing, letting go of. At the same moment, we have Mercury stationing. That means it doesn't move at all, which is your mind in Aries, which is, you know, thinking quickly and, you know, not necessarily paying attention to what consequences may arise from things that you say or communications of another kind, signing of papers and such. Venus is still in her retrograde, and we know that if we've been looking at some of the things out there about the Venus retrograde and the heroine's journey, which I have posted about on Substack and spoken about in podcasts, this is a time when we're trying to go look for the wounded places, the unconscious places, and in Aries part of it, it's going to go back into Pisces during the retrograde, but in Aries, it's about our feelings of being independent or having power of movement and starting things anew, and in terms of relationships, in the sense of people, definitely, and our issues about love. But also, Venus is ruling that second house of personal finance. So can we see ourselves as having an independent relationship with money if we are all going to lockstep into a thing that isn't even tangible, really a big moment. And the eclipse after this is a partial solar in Aries. And that is relating into these Aries planets, and also the centaur in the third house is Okiro in Aries. So she's trying to get some psychic information through. And also in Aries is Chiron, and he's sitting in the fourth house of our stability and the place we like to go to feel safe. Chiron is a wound. It's also a great teaching and a great healing. So our safety is really uppermost on our minds. And the solar eclipse on the 29th of March is exactly on the station degree of Mercury right now, 9 degrees of Aries as it goes retrograde. So that is a change in the world. So that's relating to the way we're processing this information right now. And are we processing with a stationary Mercury that's about to retrograde? And I'll be talking about that in the weekly astrology forecast. Mars is one of the power planets in this particular eclipse in Washington, D.C., being in a cardinal house, but intercepted. We have the issues of Capricorn and Cancer intercepted in this setting for this chart. And so Mars is there, and just as I promised when it went direct, the simmering soup was going to boil over, and we're seeing enormous amounts of issues out there in protest. And yet we're also seeing, and this is the issue of the intercept and it being in the seventh house of laws, a backlash on the protesting in several different ways. One is the withdrawal, the threat of withdrawal of federal funds from any university that lets students protest on campus. Or they will, you know, make them leave school and never allow them to return if they are involved in the protest. So, you know, you have this feeling that the backlash protests are so strong at this time, and they're all over the world almost. We've got so many people in the streets. Like, I saw the 60s, I never saw this. The 60s were mild, you know, compared to what we're seeing. That there's going to be, you know, maybe a crackdown. And it might not look so nice, you see. I don't know how long they will tolerate what is the right of humans in this country so far and in other countries. Yeah, we're going to have to be very aware. Again, our relationship to our own government, our relationship in the sense of work, and that is the moon in Virgo, and how we're processing information and analyzing things is somewhat eclipsed right now. Again, the North Node, Pisces, and the Sun in Pisces are asking us to go into the feelings, just as when Uranus gets into Gemini, it'll be asking us to take a look at all those intuitive downloads. But it's taking Uranus a while to get there. It's finally moved off 23 degrees of Taurus. It's now on 24 Taurus. And Uranus is sextile the Sun in this full moon and those Neptune planets, and it is in trine to the moon. So we have to maybe try, even though it's a Taurus fixed Earth where Uranus is, to get some intuitive about that area, finance, and also there are things happening, as we notice, in the earth. Maybe, like, you know, the upset of the day, not the several upsets each week. And so we have that behind us also, in the sense of how we're facing the world. What world? You know, living here, we have these storms now. We don't just get a nice little rain that comes over and hangs out for a while, and we get this humongous wind with this torrential downpour, and then it moves on, and it's like, whoa, is this the new normal rainfall experience? You know, we don't know. Too much Neptune, too much uncertainty. So it will be some relationship in your life, whether to a person or maybe several, place or issue or a thing, that will be revealed to you personally as this full moon, especially over us in this United States area and all those under the total eclipse. The eclipse is extending partially into areas in the western part of Europe also, and out across towards the east of, and I mean the Asian east, but it is much more important when you are under the total shadow, and we are. So, it's time for us to go in, to think, to pray, to vision, and to receive. You can receive also some information by getting a reading or a card reading or something that helps you have some input that isn't just the analytical mind or the news that one person, you share something and one person says, that's not reliable, you know, and then they give you one that's like, who are they? You know, it's a very strange time. So the peak is at this full moon, and we have a 6-month orb of influence where we can see those changes in relationships to people, places, and things taking place in our lives, and we'll certainly see a lot of it in the world. So that's my point of view, and I wish you all the best with your experience and your dealings within on this full moon, and I will say goodbye for now.